This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, July 19th. Mega shipbuilder Meyer Werft confirmed yesterday that the upcoming Carnival Jubilee will float out of the shipyard this weekend in Germany. The float-out is happening one day earlier than originally planned. Saturday is the day, the shipbuilder posted online. The Carnival Jubilee will leave our covered building dock at about 9 a.m. and will be fixed at the equipment pier around noon, according to the current schedule. After the float-out, the ship will go to the wet dock for further outfitting before sea trials happen later this year. Carnival Jubilee will be delivered to Carnival Cruise Line this fall. Float-out weather is expected to be 69 and wet. And could Celebrity Cruises be buying its own private island? Well, the short answer is yes. Industry website CruiseCritic.com reports that Celebrity Cruises' new president confirmed that the line is actively exploring the possibility of purchasing its own island. Now, while Celebrity cannot offer a private island experience to passengers immediately, she did express her intention to make it happen. In fact, last month, Celebrity announced its plans to share Royal Caribbean's private island Perfect Day starting next year with two ships, Celebrity Reflection and Celebrity Beyond. As for the location of the new Celebrity Island, if at all purchased, that is still to be determined. And better late than never, right? For the first time in its 20-year history, Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas made its first call to the Puerto Progreso in Yucatan, Mexico. It left on a four-night cruise out of Tampa. The captain welcomed port officials on board during the plaque exchange ceremony, which included the Yucatan Tourism Board. The ship will be back in 2 weeks as part of another four-night cruise out of Tampa. The ship is currently homeported over in Tampa as well. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 18.25. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 99.37. And Norwegian up 2%, 21.25. Have yourself a great Wednesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.